Okay, good evening. Before we start tonight's topic, just to highlight how prevalent the problem of Lashon Hara is. Could you got the wrong thing? It's to highlight. Just to highlight how prevalent the problem of Lashon Hara is, especially today with phones. And a lot of good people don't even realize. So there was an incident in a high school in America. We'll leave it like that. A Jewish high school in America where a young graduate, man or woman, a 12th grader, in their yearbook picture, it has the name. Right? It has the English name and the Hebrew name. And in his Hebrew name, he played around with the letters, made up a name that's not a name, and in a very, 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 very inappropriate manner. And it was published. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I was even upset for about Lashon Hara. The people sent it to me. It's not appropriate to read, but it was like a really, really big deal. And like 7 or 8 people sent this to me. Now, one person sent it to me and said, I know you work in a high school. Look at this. Make sure your school edits the yearbook very well because it could be really bad and really embarrassing. The other 6 people sent it to me, or 7 people, were just like, look at this. This is crazy. And the yearbook, you saw the guy's name because it's his English name is the right name in his picture. And then he played with the Hebrew name to come up with something very inappropriate. And I believe that every person who sent it to me, and I'm sure I wasn't the only person they sent it to, so they're seriously violating the prohibition of Lashon Hara. Why do I need to know that Plony Almoni did that? What he did was terrible. Now, if they would have sent it to me and blacked off his name so I just see the picture and what he did, then maybe it's not a problem. I don't know who it is. I'm allowed to tell you that some guy somewhere in some state, you have no way ever finding out, then maybe it's not a problem. But they sent it to me with the guy's name, so now I know that, and it's hard not to believe it because I see it, right? We spoke last week and I believe in Lashon Hara. And I think people, some people sent me are good people who keep halacha. We don't think. We see something funny and we right away send it out, forward it to 10 people, and another 10 people, forward it to another 10 people. And these things just happened this week. I thought I would share that with us. That leads very well into tonight's topic, which is what to do when you're around people who talk Lashon Hara. That obviously is something that's not lemaisa for any of us. Not in our community, not our friends, not our family members. But this happens a lot. People are speaking Lashon Hara. It's at work. It's very common at work where people talk about the boss. If you're a boss, I'm sorry. That's just the reality. You walk into a teacher's room in any school. Can you believe what the principal did? Can you believe what this person did? Can you believe what this kid did? Lashon Hara comes up all the time, wherever we go. And what do we do when we don't want to be... A lot of people don't like to be the shusher in shul, who are shushing everyone quiet. No one wants to be the person who's running around telling everyone they're doing something wrong. What do we do practically when we're around people who speak Lashon Hara? So says the Chafetz Chaim, start on page 3. That's what we're up to. It's Sif Hei. Page 3, Sif Hei. The Chafetz Chaim writes, V'ata nachzor l'inyaneinu hanizkar le'el. The Mashik Asavnu, the Sif Beis, the Afilu Shmias Lashon Arahu Isser Torah, that which we said, to go, to listen to Lashon Hara, even if you're not going to be Makabalit, just to listen to the Lashon Hara is Nisr Daraisa, Hainu Leilech Vilishmoa. That's to go and listen. Aval, Im Yashav Bechaburas Anashim Sheniskab Sula Inyan Ma. One is sitting with a group of individuals. They gather together not to speak Lashon Hara. They're having a meal on Shabbos. They're at a Kiddush. They're at a Bar Mitzvah. They're going out to dinner. V'hischilu l'daber dvar masur. And they begin to speak things that they don't know how to speak about. So what do you do? V'hu mishayer shedivrei tochachto lo yo'ilu lahem me'uma. And you mishayer, you assess that your rebuke won't help. The implication is if you could rebuke them and it would stop them, so you have to do so, which I think is clear. Your rebuke won't help. So what do you do? Now, before I tell you what the Chafetz Chaim says to do, the Chafetz Chaim, the notes in his Ber Ma'ayim Chaim, which is also the Chafetz Chaim, he says that it doesn't mean that you don't, if you don't, the Chafetz Chaim says if it's going to help, if you can assess that it's not going to help, then what do? The Chafetz Chaim says what that means is that it's going to make it worse. But if you're going to rebuke them and they're not going to listen, but it's not going to make things worse, you still have a halachic obligation to give mussar, which is a big kiddush. Is a long, this is not really the topic for now in terms of what our responsibility of rebuking other Jews are. The Chafetz Chaim says this case is that if you're going to speak Lashon Hara, they're going to make it worse. Yeah? You're trying to stop me from talking about this guy? You don't even know how bad it is. So then by you giving rebuke, you're making it worse, so then don't give the rebuke. But if you're going to give the rebuke, it's not going to make it worse, it's not going to make it better. The Chafetz Chaim says you still have a chiyuv to give the mussar, otherwise it's an implicit acknowledgement that what he's doing is okay. I don't want to go there today. We'll assume that your rebuke is going to make things worse. It's not going to help to rebuke. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Talui Bezeh, it's based on the following. In Efshar Lo Leilech Mimisi Basam, if you can leave, so obviously that's the best. You might not be able to leave. It could be a business meeting. You have a company over. It could be embarrassing. You might not be able to. Oh, lehaniach etzbao ba'aznav, or if you could put your fingers in your ears, mitzvah rabahu osa b'zeh. It's a great mitzvah. Kimosha amru chazal b'ksubis. The Gemara in the very bottom of Haman Aleph and Maseches Ksubis, going to the top of Haman Beis, the Gemara writes,
if a person hears something that's not proper,
just put his fingers in his ears. So if you can walk away or put your fingers in your ears, great. It's a great mitzvah. Aval, in the efshalolah hishame misi basm. If you can't leave. Umishar ba'atzmon, you assess it by yourself. She'etza, turning the page to page 4. Zu danachas etzpa baznav gam ken kashal amod mivnei shil agolav. You know that you're not going to do that. You're going to sit there. A person's 40 years old and he's singing with a bunch of friends and he's sticking his fingers in. A person knows he's not going to do that. Mivnei shil agolav. They're going to mock you. Ubevadai lo yase itzazu. You're certainly not going to do that. So what do you do? What does a person do? He's facing an Isser Daraisa of Shmias Lashon Hara. Not only that, but there's a good possibility that practically he's going to come to believe Lashon Hara. So what do? It's very rare that we're forced in that situation. If you think about it, how often, besides Lashon Hara, are we forced into a situation of Isurim? Almost all other Isurim we could control. And if we can't control, it's usually because it's a mitzvah. If a person has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, so that's a mitzvah, it's not an avera. If a person is sick and has to eat or take certain medicine, this might be a lot, that becomes a mitzvah. It's very rare, and I tried to think of other cases, where a person is forced to violate Isurim. It could be a person has to go to a church for a funeral. It's very, very rare. So what does a person do? So says the Chafetz Chaim, Al kolpanim, yira az, lezariz es atzmo, a person should be strong and get ready to fight the battle of Hashem. He has to do something to make sure he doesn't stumble and violate these Yisurim. And what does he do? Three things need to be done and you'll avoid the Isur of Lashon Hara. Three things we could do to avoid the Isser. Number one, Yachlit Benafsho Beheskem Gamur Shalolahamin La Divrei Genus Shemisapin Achavrem. Try as best as we can to decide I'm not going to believe it. Now that's hard. We spoke about last week how to get to the place where we're not believing Lashon Hara. If a person is there, he can't leave. Practically, he's not going to put his fingers in his ears. He's listening to the Lashon Hara. So number one, decide definitively, no matter what they say, I'm not going to believe it. Easier said than done. That's number one. Number two, lo yihye nechaleh b'shmiras sipureyam ha'asur me'ela. You can't enjoy it. We all like to hear a good piece of Lashon Hara. You can't enjoy it. So again, you have to start that battle. I'm not going to believe it, and I have to not want to enjoy it. And number three, says the Chavetz Chaim, turning to page 5. And this might be the hardest. Gam yamid al atzmo shtolaharos lefnei ha-misaprim shum tenua. A person can show any action, any movement, sheyeroa mimena shehu maskim levram. That those speaking the Lashon Hara or the onlookers will think that you agree with what they're saying. Ach yeshev ke'evin domim. To sit there like a stone, completely stoic. Because if a person sits there and decides, I'm not going to believe it, and I don't want to enjoy it, I'd rather be anywhere else but here. But he's laughing, he's smiling, he's nodding ahead, he's winking, he's responding to a text with a thumbs up, right, emoji, or a wink wink emoji, or he likes a post on Facebook. So those are all, even if I don't believe it, even if I don't want to see it, even if I don't want to enjoy it, but that's showing an action that you believe it, you agree with, so then it's a problem. If you could show like a bitter, angry face, that you don't agree at all with what they're saying, it's even better. So a person is stuck there, he's not going to leave. It sounds like it's better to leave. It's not so practical. They tell the story that Chavetz Chaim was on a wagon traveling, and there were a bunch of businessmen, and they were criticizing and bashing their competitors. And the Chavetz Chaim gave them mussar. And they started yelling. They didn't know it was the Chavetz Chaim. They're yelling at him, they're screaming at him. And for 15 minutes, they're yelling at him, and he was really happy because they weren't talking Lashon Hara anymore. And when they finished yelling at him, they continued talking Lashon Hara. He asked the wagon driver to stop. He got out, even though it was, the story goes, it was raining and it was pouring, and obviously, maybe it was embellished a little bit. I don't know. But he got out of the wagon. The postgame I even saw brought down discussed, does a person have to leave a job for that? The halach, as we said, one of the first shiurim, a person has to be willing to lose all of their money to not violate isurim. To not violate an isur daraisa, even a derabanan, a person has to be willing to lose all their money. To not fulfill a mitzvah saseh, only 1/5 of our money. To not violate a lotaseh, all the money. So a person has a job, and he can't avoid listening and hearing Lashon Hara. Maybe. Post can say probably not, because you're not doing an action. The only time you have to lose is all of your money to not violate an isur bikumase, when you're doing an action. Here you're not really doing an action, it's passive, so maybe it's different. But a person is in that situation, there's nothing he can do about it, he's not gonna leave. If he could leave, better. A person's not gonna leave, a person's not gonna put his fingers in his ears, we'll talk about that more in a minute. Says the Chafetz Chaim, three things. Number one, decide definitively as best as I can, I'm not gonna believe it. I don't want a beer, I don't want to enjoy it. And those cases, and don't make any facial expressions or actions, then it's going to be mutter. Shockingly, the Chafetz Chaim discusses in a footnote, why don't you have to put your fingers in your ears? Maybe you should have to. Why don't you have to? You're going to violate an Issur D'oraisa, Shmiras Lashon Hara. Why, if someone was forcing us to eat pig, Would we not go like that? So why is this different? Because we're going to be embarrassed? So the Chafetz Chaim actually has a suffix. If you take a look back at page 4, I believe. No? Yeah, it's page 4, the top of page 4, in the Ber Mayim Chaim, where the arrow is. If you look closely at the Chafetz Chaim, he says if a person knows that he's not going to put his fingers in his ears, because kasha lo ma'od, it's difficult, because they're going to embarrass you, they're going to ridicule you, they're going to make fun of you. So Is that a reason that you don't have to? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Hama'ayim heitev bifnim yireh shelo kasavti tamzeh lifter al PMS." I didn't write this as a p'tur. I didn't say a person is exempt from doing that. Ki im machmas shu yodeya benafsho shu yuchal eskab ra yitshe b'zeh. I just wrote that a person is not going to do that because we know ourselves we're not going to do that. Ube'emes harotza latze sidei shemayim. In truth, one who wants to really fulfill the halacha, lechathila tzarech iyan eich yisnaig. I'm not sure what to do. Why? We have conflicting values. What are the conflicting values? On the one hand, there's a concept, gadol kovod abrios shedocha es lo sashi shebetorah. If a person is going to lack in kovod abrios, if a person is going to be embarrassed, if a person is going to be mortified, so that's grounds to push aside an isur derabanan. And here, if you don't believe it and you don't want to be there, it's probably only an isur derabanan. Kovod abrios. I'm going to sit there. If I imagine you're at a table, you're at a bar mitzvah, you're at a wedding, and you're at the chuppah, and you're sitting there like that, like you're 5 years old. You're going to be made fun of and embarrassed for a very, very, very long period of time. So it's kavod abrios. The flip side, there's a Gemara that says, "Mutav sheyasa adam atzmo shote kol yamav." Better for a person to be viewed as a shote, a fool, his whole life. V'aliyah Russia sha'achas tnei makom, and not be wicked in the eyes of Hashem. I'd rather, a person should rather, most people don't feel that way, but we should prefer to be great in God's eyes and weird, strange, immature, a baby out of touch in people's eyes and the other way around. May I cover abrios? Cover abrios is when you're not doing anything wrong. That's when we're concerned about Kavod abrios. But here, where you're going to be doing something, Chafetz Chaim says, I don't know. He doesn't answer the question. He doesn't. Maybe a person really has to. Now, I'm not posting that we really have to. We have to be smart, as the Chafetz Chaim says, to continue to where we're going. If there's certain people who speak Lashon Hara, try our best to avoid it. Try to steer a conversation a certain way. Just be careful. But the Chafetz Chaim actually is uncertain whether it's so posh that a person doesn't have to do that, which I thought was very interesting. You see the gravity, the seriousness of the Isser. I'll close in Chafetz Chaim al Torah. You take a look at it on your own later. It's on page 11. They tell a story that when the Chafetz Chaim was old, his hearing was very difficult. He was very hard of hearing. He had to scream when you go to the Chafetz Chaim. So one of the people who were very close with him asked him, why don't you go to the doctors and get it fixed? Get a hearing aid. I don't know what hearing aids. I don't know if they're hearing aids or anything. Anyone know? First hearing aids? I don't know. I don't know if they're hearing aids ready. There are operations. There are things that could be done. Why don't you go to the doctors and get it fixed? So the Chafetz Chaim said, Lashon Hara is prohibited to speak and to listen. To speak, I can control. But to listen to Lashon Hara, I can't control. He said, I have one of two options. I can put my fingers in my ears. Sounds like over here maybe he's taking a side. Or he just knows himself that he would do it even if he doesn't have to. Or I could stay without great hearing. He said, nobody is going to raise their voice to speak Lashon Hara. People hear someone, they're raising their voice to talk something important. You don't hear someone going over to a person hard of hearing and like, I can't hear you, what? And go louder. So the Chafetz Chaim said, there's no reason to get it fixed. I'll be able to hear what I need to hear, and those things that I don't need to hear, I don't need to hear. Have a good night.